From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Speaking to reporters Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump once more questioned multiple ongoing investigations into the Russian influence on U.S. elections.
There is absolutely no collusion. That has been proven. When you look at the committees, whether it's the Senate or the House, everybody walked my worst enemies. They walk out, they say, there is no collusion, but we'll continue to look. They're spending millions and millions of dollars. There is absolutely no collusion. I didn't make a phone call to Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia. Everybody knows it. That was a Democrat hoax. It was an excuse for losing the election.
Robert Mueller was appointed as special counsel to investigate allegations of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia, along with any matters that arise from the investigation. That has led to criminal charges against four Trump campaign associates, including former campaign chairman Paul Manafort and former national security adviser Michael Flynn. France firmly backed UN-led peace talks on Syria and Greece and said the responsibility of the failed negotiations since the end of November fell entirely on the government delegation. UN mediator Stéphane de Mistura called the talks a big missed opportunity Thursday.
A golden opportunity at the end of this year, when in fact there is a clear indication by many sides that the military operations are coming to a close. The Daesh territory is reduced to close to zero.
For additional stories, pictures, video, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Friday said that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States, and Washington will use all necessary measures to defend itself against such aggression.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson spoke at a meeting on North Korea's proliferation convened by Japan at the United Nations. Japan holds the rotating Security Council presidency this month. The UN Refugee Agency has begun a mass voluntary repatriation of Sudanese refugees in the Central African Republic to the homes they fled a decade ago in what was then war-torn Darfur. Lisa Schlein reports from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says the first group of more than 230 refugees have arrived at Sudan's Niala Airport from their camps in Bambari, Central African Republic. The UNHCR says it plans 66 more chartered flights to bring another 1,300 or so refugees to their homes of origin in Sudan's Darfur region by the end of the year. The refugees are among nearly 3,500 that have lived in Bambari since they fled fighting between Sudanese forces and armed groups in South Darfur. Despite the dark legacy left by the Darfur conflict, a growing number of refugees and internally displaced people have been returning spontaneously to their homes in the last few years. The UNHCR says this is largely due to improved security. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The European Parliament has voted to consider suspending Cambodia's preferential anything but arms trade access to the European Union in response to the country's authoritarian backslide. EU lawmaker Charles Tannock told the Parliament that the dissolution of the Cambodian National Rescue Party and the jailing of its leader, Kem Sokha, was a damaging blow to democracy and the textbook move of a typical tyrant.
The people of Cambodia, after the genocidal Khmer Rouge regime last century, deserve democracy. They deserve better.
A motion passed Thursday called on the Union's External Action Service to prepare a list of individuals responsible for the dissolution and other human rights violations for potential visa restrictions and asset freezes. Representatives of Venezuela's government and opposition coalition returned Friday to the negotiation table in the Dominican Republic to try and resolve the nation's political and economic crisis. Some of the Democratic Unity Coalition's demands are free and transparent elections, the release of critical political prisoners, and more. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.